Good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning on Galesburg Live. Glad to have you along on this Saturday morning. In our first hour, lots of things to cover. A lot about the benefits of martial arts, no matter what age you are. We've talked about a lot about what it can do for kids, but what about for you and for me, no matter what age you are? And joining us this morning, he is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. He's worked here with us. He's been in radio. He's a musician, does all kind of things. As we welcome in the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, Master Aaron Duke. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Well, Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, I know we've had you in since you've moved, but just want to let people know where you're located now. You used to be out on North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. You're over in Knoxville now. Where can we find you?
The Academy's moved over to the Market Street Mall there in Knoxville. Pretty easy to find. Market Street is right there when you come into the square. And then take a quick left and
kind of the opposite end of the fire station, right?
Yeah. It's what I call the only strip mall in Knoxville. So,
well, Aaron, thanks again for coming in with us here this morning. Let's start off. I want to talk some about the benefits of martial arts, and we talked about that in the past for kids, and we'll touch on that as well. But for adults, I mean, there's just so many different things involved with martial arts, and I guess as far as what to look for. Or in finding an instructor or finding a martial art would be, I guess, what is your goal? Are you trying to get in shape? Are you wanting to get some flexibility? Are you wanting to learn to beat somebody down? So there's a lot of determining factors there.
Absolutely.
Of which age is not one of them. It doesn't matter how old you are.
No, not at all. I mean, I've had students in their 80s. I've got one now that's 68 and is recovered from, he'd have to come in and explain his experience of time. But he's had 9 back surgeries.
Oh, my goodness.
And continues to train. You know, he took a
God
long time
him,
off.
God bless him, the fact that he can do anything after that.
But he's a tough dude, you know. He gets in there and he likes to move around. So, you know, as far as the age thing, you know, would you tell a 40-year-old that they can't get a college degree? Absolutely.
No.
It's going to take a little bit of time. It might be a little bit tougher. But if you look at it in the aspect that martial arts is really, there's no end game for it. I mean, I don't know many people that would say, you know, I absolutely positively couldn't do that. Well, don't look at what you've seen on television. Don't look and see what you see on a pay-per-view. Don't look at a movie and think that encompasses all of what martial arts is. Tai Chi, for example, is a fantastic art. And if you look at it, you might go, well, it's really slow, but this one over here is really fast. But the crazy thing is that both different styles of martial arts can all give the benefits of increased focus, concentration, better coordination, self-confidence. So if we just take what we already know pretty much as fact, a body at rest stays at rest, a body in motion stays in motion. As you get older, one of the things that we all struggle with as you get older, got to stay active, got to keep moving. The joints sometimes don't feel as good as they did when you were 19 or 15 or whatever. But the most important thing in martial arts is understanding that it's much like the expressive arts. So let's say you like to paint, but you don't like to sculpt, or you have no interest in sculpting. Well, then there might be a martial art out there that speaks to you, that you feel comfortable with trying to learn that style or system or program. And then there might be something else that you're not interested in. Most 68-year-olds are probably not going to get into MMA. Just a thought. They're probably not going to get into Muay Thai. They're not going to get into a heavy, combative type system. One, because their body's not going to be able to recover. And two, they have a high risk of injury. But Tai Chi, for instance, is something that you could see a lot of people do, including myself. I don't put myself in the old category. But it really just depends on what it is that you're looking for. Most systems, most styles, most programs are going to give you a benefit if you do the work. Plain and simple.
And I think out of every one of them, probably some benefits. One, flexibility, which the older you get, the more you need. Two, some strength, whether it's your own body weight or not, you're toning up a little bit. And core strength, and I think especially the Tai Chi, talking about that core strength, which helps with the balance of that type of thing. It's really
absolutely
key.
Most people are shocked when they hear statistics from like the Arthritis Foundation and other places like that that have done the studies. The biggest fear of someone 55 and older is not death, it's falling. Because a broken hip is one of the worst injuries that you can try to come back from. And coordination, balance, those things. Those are great things to try to not just develop, but to keep at a level that is as high as you can get it. You know, it's like lifting weights. Let's say you can bench press 300 pounds. And then you seem like, oh, man, I just can't get to 301. Well, maintaining that the rest of your life is pretty possible as long as you do it in a correct way. You have correct form.
Right.
You have spotters. You do everything correctly. Where most martial arts injuries or any sporting injuries happen, is people go, oh, it was an accident. It's going to happen. I've had many injuries over the years, not all martial arts related. But the ones that you do get often were because, you know, I didn't warm up properly, pulled a muscle.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes, you know, if you get in and you start grappling, especially with the younger kids, they're so strong, they're so fast, and they're kind of like little velociraptors. You know, they get a hold of your neck and they don't want to let go. And again, you don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
But you do need to try to find something that fits for you. Your style is not important. You and the program need to fit. So don't try to make a sculptor a painter if they're not a painter. And don't try to make a painter a sculptor if they're, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make much sense. And there are some people who say, well, you never know until you try. Absolutely. That's why it's important to do research. Like if you're going to test drive a car, you want to do some research. Most people have seen movies. They watch the Cobra Kai series on YouTube. Yeah. They watch events on pay-per-view, MMA events. They think that's all what martial arts is. And I'm here to tell you, it is an unbelievable, fantastic, fun-filled, challenging world of physical and mental development.
And it's not that there is not that out there, schools like that, but it's changed so much. And then at one time, it was all kind of that way. And you probably came up in the system where, you know, if your stance wasn't right or your kick wasn't right, your instructor was whacking with the rattan cane or whatever they were holding and until you got it right. And much like the nun in your grade school days hitting you across the hand or whatever.
The old, like the Catholic nun scene in the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
You know, I'm thankful. I'm
the
happy.
Penguin.
I'm happy and grateful. I really started, what I call the old schoolers, the 60s, 70s guys, a lot of them had pretty harsh experiences. The rattan canes and stuff on the shins, on the shoulders, if they weren't correct. That all ended. The era of lawsuits came in because, you know, there were people who did not enjoy that at all. And then it turned bad. And people have to understand that many of the Asian instructors that came over, it was all militaristic training.
Yeah, you just look at the history of why this all started was protecting your homeland or your home city or your farm or whatever.
And most of the military were trained, you know, so... you know, in Korea, they were all trained. Japanese, soldiers were all trained. Chinese, it didn't really matter. They were all trained because at some point, hand-to-hand combat on the battlefield was imminent. You know, I mean, that's just the truth. What we've really come to find now is it's almost like there's training for police. There's training for military. If you're a civilian, does it really make sense for you to train like a police officer or like a soldier would. Probably not. Because as a civilian, you're going to have legal, not just moral, but legal ramifications. So if you're training hardcore, punch them in the throat, beat them senseless, that type of mentality is being presented to you. I would tell you only in the last probably 5 to 7 years, how much training I've done in understanding self-defense, martial arts, and the law. And that is a whole nother show altogether.
Yeah.
So if you think that your instructor is teaching you great things, I'm happy for you. I had a lot of great instructors too. I also could tell you that what they told me and how I was trained, if I responded with that training in a situation in the public as a civilian, I would probably be in jail or I would have faced jail time. Yeah. So that's the other thing that's changed. You no longer teach throat punches.
There's probably a good idea.
There are levels
of
training.
Yeah.
And there is also a responsibility for whoever, whatever's in the system, the style, whatever, how it program, however you want, and the instructor himself, or instructors. One of my favorite people on the planet Earth to train with is Dan Inosanto. A lot of people may not know who he is, but I'm sure they know who Bruce Lee is. And Dan was a student and also one of Bruce Lee's instructors at his school. He's been everywhere. I think 47, 48 countries. He's traveled everywhere. He continues at 83 to train every
and keep
single,
learning.
And keep learning. Yeah. So he's a wonderful guy to talk to. But so many people were fascinated with Bruce Lee that they thought, oh, you know, that he found the ultimate style
or
system.
Yeah, anybody can do this.
Right. Anybody can be like Bruce. Yeah. And he just would shake his head, you know, and he'd go, you know, that was really all about Bruce. You know, he did create a foundational system of kicking and punching and things that he thought worked, but most of it was based on scientific theory. You know, I know that there are instructors, because I was one of them at one time, I didn't know what the autotomic response system was.
I still don't. You're getting deer in the headlights from me.
And what that is, Tom, is just the understanding is if I poke you in the eye, your body's going to react. I don't have to do anything to it other than poke you in the eye. Your eye's going to water. You're going to have difficulty seeing, and that is called the autotomic response system, the flinch system. Something comes towards your head, you probably are going to lift up, or you're going to move, or you're going to, you know, shield up to try to protect yourself. So what's important for our understanding is that the martial arts are progressing. Systems, styles, thoughts, philosophies are progressing, but there's also nothing wrong with the traditional ways of doing things either. Many people still enjoy those, and I still do. I'm kind of caught in between both worlds of old school, new school. So I try to, for me, again, about balancing, and I enjoy both, and I do both. But my reasons for training now at 47 are far different than they were when I was 13. You know, do I really, really, really get super concerned that you and I couldn't go across the street on a Friday night, you know, grab a steak and a beer and then be fearful that we're going to be, you know, in a brawl. Right. No, because another thing that martial arts does, awareness,
absolutely,
self-confidence, just knowing when to go, you know, I think I'm going to head out the door, you know, or it might be time to leave the area. And there's been many times that's happened, you know, as you know, Superfoot Bill was here, you know, last August and I've been with him so many times. And not once have I ever seen him think that he would need to step in, do something. If someone is rude to him, he will just say, oh, I'm so sorry, excuse me.
Yeah.
Right?
Kind of, I mean, go back, you spoke of Bruce Lee, the art of fighting without fighting.
Sure. You know, we all have an influence. If you're in martial arts or you love martial arts just to watch it, we've all had an influence. Chuck Norris, Jackie Chan, all that. But they're all those people are just nice people. I've never met Chuck. I've never met Jackie, but I know people that have, and they'll all tell you. You would never see them choose to engage someone in a physical manner to try to beat someone down,
right,
whatever. If it came down to absolutely positively having to defend yourself, and I'm just being honest, I just don't know that many people that have had to absolutely positively ever have to defend themselves.
Yeah,
there's sure it happens.
There's a way out most times, though.
And most of the ways out is to quote Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse, be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Aaron Duke is the owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. We're going to come back, we're going to take a break here, get some news, and come back and talk about choosing maybe not only that art, but more about choosing the school and that instructor and being comfortable with that, not only for your kids, but for you if it's something you're interested in and going about that and some of the benefits for kids as well. We'll come back with more news update coming up next. This is Galesburg Live.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Tom Meredith.
This is Galesburg Live. I'm Tom Meredith, your host this morning. Our guest in our first hour is the owner of the Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, Master Aaron Duke. And we were talking about the benefits of martial arts, mostly for adults in that first segment. We'll talk some about the benefits for kids as well. But choosing one, that art, we talked about all the different arts, like, you know, hey, I like that painting, but I don't like that sculpture. I can do that and I can't do this. I can shoot a basketball, I can't hit a golf ball, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily about that when choosing. What are some of the important things if somebody's looking there, because there are numerous choices, including Galesburg Academy Martial Arts, that somebody's looking for? And even like within your school, there are different types of arts that
sure.
you teach. So talk about one, I guess, most important thing would be that instructor and getting to know what they're about.
Yeah. Well, you know, most instructors have instructors. Have lineage. That's right. The word that's often used in martial arts training. And honestly, the most important thing is just meet them and talk to them. You know, I'm a vibe guy. If something doesn't vibe or jive with me, I usually know pretty quickly whether or not maybe that individual is someone that I would socialize with, or maybe it's someone I wouldn't socialize with. Maybe it's an environment I would stick around in, and maybe it's an environment I wouldn't stick around in. There was a time where everybody was a world champion, you know, blah, 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 and then the internet.
Yeah, right, right.
The internet came around. So we pretty much figured and found out that most of those people were full of, they were full of it.
Yeah.
So you can do your research, check and see maybe who they train with. You know, I'm happy and grateful to have aligned myself with some of the people that I've aligned myself with because they're way better than me. You know, my students always laugh whenever Superfoot comes to town because they're like, you know, why would you bring somebody in that's, you know, a former world champion? Because I want to glean and learn as much as I can from him. And he's also a great person. You know, that's hard to find sometimes is you have athletes who are terrific athletes, John Jones, and then they're not very good people, John Jones. Mr. Subliminal sliding in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. I tell people that, you know, go check my arrest records and all that. There, you won't find any. You know what I mean? If you need a background check on an instructor, do it. You know, if you're taking your kids to somebody, find out who your kids are spending time with.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. And not everybody, I'm not everybody's cup of tea and other people necessarily my cup of tea either. My focus has been the last few years of just expanding my own knowledge base, but just working with more kids on the spectrum, autism and Asperger's, ADD, ADHD, because when it became a situation in our family that we had a child with those needs, I had to do a lot of research and I had to do a lot of training myself. And what I found is it's helped me. You know, I had to go out and start looking for other things. What were other aspects of our training that we could add? And it doesn't have to be huge, you know, additions to our training. So, you know, I started out wrestling. That, you know, I always tell everybody that was my first martial art. Still love to wrestle. Wish I could, but the old neck here is not what it used to be. And then got into, you know, hard styles. Then got into kickboxing, you know, then, you know, all that. So it just kind of continued. But I always just kind of gravitated towards the things I liked. So when people ask, you know, why do you teach what you teach? It's because it's the things I like.
Which is probably what you find with just about any instructor. That's I love taekwondo, I love jiu-jitsu, whatever the case may be.
And some instructors love multiple things, mm-hmm. and I do too. But I've also aligned myself with different instructors so I can continue to learn and experience different things. So the hard thing this day and age is people really try to focus on, you know, they want kids to be winners. Sports-wise, that's one thing. Martial arts is a little bit different. It's individual, success-based. It's progress-based, but on you. You don't have to look around and go, well, gosh, I'm not as good as that guy, because it's individual.
But are you better than you were the day before?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Most people who have done anything like that will tell you that, yeah, you know, four years later, I can't believe the progress I've made. And for more than any other reason, if you're going to get yourself or your children involved in martial arts, remember this phrase, progress over perfection. I've seen four-year-olds that they've given black belts to. And I kind of go, okay. Mm. Can they execute the moves with precision and timing and the amount of power? Absolutely. Do they understand it all? They do not.
Yeah, no way.
They do not.
Yeah.
I came up during a time period where you didn't get your black belt. I think you had to be 15, 16 before you could get it. Now we have, you know, four-year-old black belts, and that's up to that individual, whether they award them. But then that gets into the whole thing of, you know, what is a black belt? You know, I stopped wearing my black belt a long time ago because I found it more an intimidation for newer students than anything else. So I can run classes, and I don't wear my black belt. You know, I can get yes, sir, no, sir, and please and thank yous out of children or even adults without wearing it because it's, you know, going back to the respect issue, it's the person that's teaching. You know, are they respectful? I mean, do I have good days and bad days? Everybody does. For the most part, though, that's what I'm trying to progress towards is being someone that people can look at and go, hey, I've got my faults, I've got my struggles, I've got my challenges, but I'm also trying to keep working on it, and that's what martial arts is, progress, not perfection.
Master Aaron Duke, owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. So one of the things I'm guessing as a parent, if you're looking, or as an adult looking for yourself or looking for someplace as your child, you're wanting to check out the school, ask, hey, can I come, you know, can I bring my child, can we come sit in and watch a class or whatever? And I'm guessing for the most part you're going to get, yeah, sure, we'd love for you.
Well, some instructors don't like people just popping in.
Okay.
And that's probably, that's probably a control issue more than anything. I tell people all the time, stop by anytime because I want to see, I want you to see us on good days and bad days.
Right.
We have
right.
days where the kids are really fired on all cylinders and listening and days where they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you should be able to go and visit. You should be able to watch a class. You should be able to interview the instructor. You should have questions.
Yeah.
You should, because it's your child or it's you. That's a huge investment for your child or yourself. Yeah, you don't buy a car. I wouldn't look at a car just to go, wow, that looks awesome. And then you buy it and it's the biggest piece of junk. It doesn't have the features you want. It's not comfortable to sit in. It doesn't handle well. Definitely do your research. In this day and age with the internet, you can do a lot of research before you ever step foot in a school. You know, absolutely. that's just the truth.
Yeah, that is a biggie. Do, and maybe even more so when it comes to your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you shouldn't worry as much about yourself because you can adjust. Like, yeah, I mean, this isn't perfect, but I don't mind it. Or okay, I'll just go somewhere else. Whatever. But with your child, you know, it can have a pretty big impact on what happens in the rest of their lives.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the old school instructors, a lot of those guys. I'm just being honest. I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. Not anybody around here that I was aware of or that I'm aware of. But there's a lot of guys that had criminal records, guys that, you know, got out of prison or, you know, what I, and there's no regulation, you know, anybody can open a school.
Right.
So although that may seem neat that, oh, they've got a storefront, they've got a sign, they've got a website, research and find out. So for me and the instructors that I chose to work with, I did a lot of research. I laugh because one of my instructors to this day, we still joke about it. I think I did 3.5 years of research before I ever stepped on the mat with him.
Wow.
Because I had heard conflicting stories. And then finally, upon meeting him face to face, it was kind of an uncomfortable conversation because he said, I can't believe it took you 3.5 years to just come and meet me. And once I met him, I found him to be, you know, quite charming, you know, very proficient martial artist and everything. And then also having to have the grace to understand that he grows as a person.
Yeah.
In martial arts, people get rubbed the wrong way. Well, by God, I should have got my blue belt. I didn't. So I quit the school and I trashed the school. Well, that's a, you know, he said, she said thing, because patients sometimes, Chuck Norris failed his black belt test when he was in Korea.
Wow.
It's one of the one things that most people don't know about Chuck.
Yeah.
He failed his black belt test. He had to come back and do it again. Do you have any idea how humiliating that must have been for him?
Oh, yeah.
And had he walked away after he failed, you would not have Walker, Texas Ranger.
Right.
You would not have all of the movies, films, books, and everything that he's accomplished.
Yeah.
Because it was such a pivotal moment in his life.
Yeah.
And he was able to take that failure, come back, make it a success, and again, progress, move forward. I think if you can find a school or you're interested in a school, make sure you can get a visit, interview the instructor, watch classes, talk to other parents too. And parents aren't going to lie to you.
Yeah.
You know, if they didn't like the situation or they didn't like the experience with social media these days, people will let you know immediately.
Yeah,
if
and you need to find
happy.
Out why. What, you know,
absolutely.
Okay, why? What was the exact problem?
Sure.
You had? Was it, oh, well, you should have given my kid the the red belt. But okay, well, did they work at it every day or this? Yeah, I mean, there's so many questions to ask those parents, too.
There's situations that are very vivid in my mind where I just didn't have patience one day with a student, and it could have been a younger student, and got louder than I normally do, and that student left, and the family left, and it was my fault. And I'll never forget writing an apology letter to the family and to that student, just, you know, I just had a bad day, and there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, to hold myself accountable, that's my job, is to hold it together. It's tough. Everybody goes to work some days and have bad days. I mean, I don't know if you've ever thrown the headphones across the room like every morning. Like I used to for many years in radio. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I think that you're in good hands wherever you go. I know there's so many great martial arts schools in our area and in the metro area as well. Because most of the people, if not all the people that have a school, they're passionate about it.
Right.
And if someone is passionate about it, they're going to give you 110%. They really are. There are so many benefits to martial arts. For me, I should write a book about all the things that I've learned through my journeys. But you don't have to be a world champion. Your student, your child, you don't have to be a world champion. Enjoy the progress. Enjoy the social aspect, too, of making new friends, having, you know, companions and things like that. We don't talk about that enough in martial arts. Your children being involved in also a social aspect where they are around other children who are choosing to try to become honest, caring, respectful, responsible people. Very important. Absolutely. Very important. More than their black belt, more than them winning trophies. That, to me, is the most focal point for training. Make sure they become good people.
Yeah. And if you just want to get yourself in shape, too, great
Absolutely.
Way to go about it.
You know, tons of people do that.
Lots of benefits.
Work out stress, get sweaty. It's a great thing to be able to punch pads and bags and or other people, you know, with their consent.
Right, with their consent.
With kickboxing or boxing or sparring or whatever.
Yeah.
And learning. But again, it's just what interests you, what is it that you feel the most comfortable doing.
Yeah. And it's all what you make it.
Sure.
Also. Yeah. What you want to get out of it, what you put into it, that's what you get out of it, too.
Yeah. I joked with Carlos Duncan when we were down here. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather
fight.
And we just got to joking off the air because, you know, we were talking about tough guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, some of the toughest guys that I ever knew or saw or met in Knox County, nobody would have ever thought.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even the martial arts people that I knew were like, don't mess with that guy. You know, like, that's the guy. And they were always the ones who were quiet.
Yeah.
They were well-mannered, genuine, kind people.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, man, you never wanted to see that other side of them.
Right.
And that's the other thing is don't be bamboozled by claims. People ask why we bring Superfoot in and why we bring some of the instructors. Because it's me. I mean, I'm just being honest. But I can't be everything.
Yeah,
but you're talking
legitimate, you know, big name people in that world, as opposed to, you know, the guy that's like, well, I've done this and I've done that. Like you said, when the internet came around, a lot of that was debunked, but there will still be people out there.
I was a world champion. Okay, where?
What world? Yeah,
what sanctioning body?
Yeah.
Oh, I had this, that, and okay. Well, let's just Google your name.
Yeah.
Because
you
can do that these days, and as soon as you Google, you're going to be like, oh, legit, not legit, full of hot air, not full of hot air.
Yep.
But also remember that there's a lot of instructors out there that never competed.
Yep.
Wasn't their thing.
Yeah.
They're great, so great instructors.
Right.
But they didn't have to be someone that went out there and went 55-0.
Yeah, some of the best, like Mike Schilt, the Cardinals manager, never played professional baseball.
There you go.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know, and that's and a lot of that. And sometimes the best players don't make the best coaches either.
Absolutely.
So there's that. Master Aaron Duke, owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, joining us here this morning. Come back with our final segment. This is
GIL Forecast.
This is Galesburg Live. I'm Tom Meredith. Our guest this morning is Master Aaron Duke, owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. We talked about some benefits of martial arts for adults, and we've talked some for kids. One of the interesting things, and you've worked with, and this was for your own personal experience, you with a son that is on the spectrum, that you've been able to work with, do a lot of research and find out some things, ways to work with kids that have autism or Asperger's, whatever the case may be. And it's really interesting the different things that can trigger a focus in a child like that. And one of those sometimes is music. But you've, within martial arts, found something really, really interesting within that world.
Yeah. When we got our son's diagnosis, you know, when you get autism, you know, because at one point that was just the blanket, you know, and it's so vast.
Yeah.
And it can be overwhelming. But, you know, as a martial artist, you know, you start trying, your wheels are turning, like, you know, what is it that I can do with this knowledge that can help my child or someone else's child? And what I did is I started seeing research that there were other instructors out there whose children were on the spectrum. And one of the individuals is up in Minnesota. His name's Rick Fay. People don't mind me dropping his name there. But they took taking their children to doctors, trying to figure it out. And the doctor said to him, he goes, we really need to try to find him something where the left brain and the right brain are firing together, where they have to work together. And Rick went, I got it, because he's a martial artist, right? And he starts teaching his son Kali, which is a Filipino martial art. It sticks. They often, you'll see him using two sticks or a single stick. And it just clicked. So I thought, well, gosh, it worked for Rick and it worked for his son. I'm going to try this on some kids that I have in private lessons that are on the spectrum. And lo and behold, introduced the two sticks, you know, went over the basics of stuff. and then just basic movements. And the parents and I both were like, oh my gosh, look at this. Because you could see the focus. It was almost like, you know, them watching a ping pong match. But we're talking about kids that couldn't focus on anything for more than 2 to 3 seconds at a time. You know, darting eyes, that happens a lot. Or just kids that are not able to right now make eye contact or don't feel comfortable making eye contact. So it was really, really exciting for me. But then after talking to a local neurologist here in town, Mark Ketchin, a lot of people know Doc Ketchin, he's like, yeah, that makes sense. He was like, you know, it's left brain, right brain. He was like, you know, martial arts, because you have to do everything on the left side, you got to do everything on the right side.
Yeah.
So then I really started to go, wow, how can I take this out of more, the martial arts is the most important aspect, and take the martial arts and help other people harness that ability to use right brain, left brain, to help focus and center themselves, but also to help their kids. So a lot of stuff that I used to do 5 years ago, I don't really do a lot anymore. Everything's kind of shifted and changed because as my age has increased, I've shifted and changed.
Because, and your wisdom as well.
Well, yeah, and some of that's just, you know, mistakes that I've made, and I've made many. But I had to listen to my instructors. Bill 73 kicks like a 20-year-old. How do you do that, Bill?
Yeah.
Here's how. Okay, right? And a lot of it is just about understanding, maintaining. You know, you get to a certain level, it's super, super hard to keep going higher, higher, higher. That's why you don't see people in their 70s winning 50-yard dashes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Against 20-year-olds. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But again, if you can go in and bench press 200 pounds, let's say that's your max. But if you can bench press 200 pounds into your 70s, oh my gosh, what an amazing feat,
yeah.
Maintaining. So I just look at it, for me, I've been evolving as the martial arts have been evolving. People have been evolving. Philosophies have been evolving. And what makes me happy is I realize how little I do know. You know, I continue to go to seminars and train with all of my quote unquote martial arts heroes, because when someone's 83 years old and then they tell you that they fly from California to Texas to roll jiu-jitsu twice a week.
Wow. And learn something.
And learn something. Yeah. What's my excuse?
Yeah.
That's the beauty to me of martial arts. Kids from 4 to 84. Everybody's doing it for different reasons, but the benefits are just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
For a whole lifetime.
Absolutely. I know we've talked many times when we've had you on, we've talked about bullying, but one of the most prominent things nowadays, the bullying has... There's still some of the same bullying out there, that physical bully on the playground or in the classroom or whatever, but so much has changed now with social media and a whole lot harder to control.
Well, and I just caution parents, if you're listening this morning, please remember there's no such thing as deleting.
Yeah, it's out there. Once it's out there, it's out there somewhere.
Somewhere.
It can be found somewhere.
Screenshots became like the one thing that got a lot of people in trouble.
Yeah.
That would be another thing to just briefly talk about. The school should, if most schools have an internet presence, it should be a positive presence online. I mean, it's okay to post jokes, and we do. It's good to post community events and, you know, build relationships with other businesses and other events and things like that. So when you're dealing with your children these days and it just seems to become more and more difficult, it's okay to shut those things off. It's okay to tell your kid at 6, hey, the tablet's off, or shut the phone off or whatever it is. Because honestly, I have to do the same thing. It's a wonderful tool to be able to socially interact with other people, make friends, tell stories, share memories, but there's a lot of danger when a child is unsupervised with an electronic device. YouTube videos are probably one of the biggest culprits for kids hearing profanity. And I'm only speaking for myself because, you know, I've got a little guy that loves tractors. He loves Roblox. He loves Minecraft. There are a ton of people out there that have made videos about those subjects that are not children. Some of them are. And then in the middle of the video, you hear the boom.
Right.
And it's too late.
Whichever expletive. And,
correct.
Yeah.
So be careful. If your child does have access to the internet, they don't need 24/7 access. Yeah. There are privacy settings that you should go in and explore. And if you don't know, find somebody who can help you. But you should
talk to a high school kid.
Oh, man. But you should definitely understand that there are things that your kids are going to be influenced by, whether you think they will not. But just monitor that stuff. Yeah. If there is harassment or terrible messages or, you know, hateful, whatever going on, definitely keep it, but block the person, but keep that, you know, that little screenshot or whatever, just for the sake of building your case for bullying or intimidation. Yeah. Because I hate to tell people, back in our day, you could only bully somebody one way. That was face to face. You might be able to call them at their house, but most likely the parent was going to hang up on you or whatever.
Right.
This day, people can get at you
24/7.
24/7. But you don't have to let it affect your life.
Yeah.
You can shut that stuff off. Please remember, folks, if your child is being harassed, you know, it's okay to shut the account down. Oh, but I want my kid to be able to use Facebook. Well, then block the people that are talking to them. But again, with bullying or harassment or intimidation, and these are legal terms that we're dealing with in this day and age, you have to build a case. You need to build a case about bullying. Well, then you better have some screenshots. You better have the list of things that have occurred, dates, times, places, people, because it's just like a court case. You have to build a case to be able to prove what's happening. My heart breaks because every year there's always a story or two or several that float around about a child that chose suicide because of bullying. So if you have kids, don't just talk to them about the dangers that they can experience with using social media and things. Also, make sure your kids know to stand up for other kids.
Yeah.
If there is a kid that no one else, stand up for that kid. Invite that kid to sit and have lunch with you. I can't imagine, Tom, any reason that a 12-year-old would want to take their life. It, you know what I mean? It's heartbreaking, and it's almost impossible to wrap your brain around conceptually. Yeah. But I really believe that, my heart of hearts, if kids would also start to learn to stand up to the bullying and say, hey, that's not right. We're not going to put up with that.
And the more if you do, and he told two friends and so on and so on, you know, the more they stand up, the less it's going to happen. The less likely that person's ever going to do it again. And like you said, maybe, you know, we've had this story before. You're told, you know, invite the bully. Maybe the problem is they don't have anybody in their life.
Yeah, and real quick, that's usually how we've handled bullies over the last 15 years or so. We have a student come in. Oh, such and such is picking on me. I go, here's a business card. Invite them in. Come in. We'll do open mat. They can grapple with you. They can spar with you. Need the parents' permission. Parents have to be here. And all the 15 years, we had one bully that showed up to wrestle, grapple, spar with one of our kids. And he never came back.
Yeah.
Here's the good news. Those two kids became friends.
Right. So absolutely.
The bully earned, the bully gave the other kid respect. He was like, oh my gosh, you know, wow, you're not this wimpy, blah, 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 blah. And the understanding was now I get it. You couldn't use this at school because you'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not, you're not learning this to try to hurt other people or intimidate other people. That was one of the one few experiences that we had, but that's a great way to handle things.
Yeah, and we could do a whole other show. I don't even want to get into that, but monitoring your kids online, predators. They're out there, and it's really bad. And that's a whole, we could do hours and hours on that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Always appreciate your time again, Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts. Address now again?
Oh, we're over at 111 North Market Street.
In Knoxville. All right.
Just take a left there at the Presbyterian Church. You can't miss us.
Master Aaron Duke, owner of Galesburg Academy of Martial Arts, thank you so much.
Happy and grateful to be here, Tom. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Stay connected to Galesburg every hour, 93.7.